Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Yes, the league, the regular league may have ended, but the summer league is just beginning, and we get to discuss some of the exciting rookies we watched compete as they head into.
Hey, man, it's been a while, all right?
It's been a while, and we're going to keep that as they head into their first seasons with none other than today's guest, writer, director, and co-host of iHeart's new fantastic Better Basketball podcast,
what?
Running the Break. We got CJ Toledano in the building. I'm Miles Gray.
And I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Miles
and
Jack
got
Mad
Boosties.
That was so insane.
That was crisp.
That was ridiculous.
Wow. And now you are locked in. I have to say, I always appreciate the tone you come in with. Mm-hmm. Well, we're back at it again.
Yep. Just you never know. Looky here.
Oh, man. And the NBA is still out here, still doing it.
Except for the final episode where we go, well, folks, it looks like we've done it. We've reached the end of the road.
Put the NBA out of business with our ridiculous podcast.
Oh,
but
man.
It is good to have somebody who makes a good NBA podcast
yes.
CJ Toledano. What's up, man?
Stop. I'm doing good, guys. We all make good basketball content.
Thank you. You're too kind. But
it's
we
a
all
pleasure
know.
To be here. Thank you for having me.
We're watching your highlights, just sobbing.
Like, man, we need to do that. I just wish I could talk about the on-court stuff. You know how many like dunks? I'm just like, can't talk about that.
Yeah.
we'll switch. You know what I mean? We'll sub on each other's show just to get those takes out, because there are many times I just want to talk nothing but sneakers.
And when you saw the name of our show, were you upset that you didn't get a show title that bragged about how high you could jump?
Oh, that's about you guys.
Yeah.
I thought
Miles and Jack got Mad Boosties.
Yeah.
I thought every person, every guest was the one with Mad Boosties.
No.
Oh. Well,
no, I'm sorry.
I mean, unless you got Mad Boosties.
I mean, I can't bet.
I have medium boosties. If you guys want like an after show.
Yeah.
Called
yeah.
medium boosties.
Well, what are we talking? You grab the net, grab the bottom of the net. How high up the net you grabbing?
Like I would say bottom quarter.
Okay. Yeah. That's still something.
I am hitting the very bottom of the net, but yeah. I am hitting it so hard. I'm hitting it so hard.
Oh yeah, when you're just windmilling the bottom of the net, like yeah.
Yeah.
So CJ, I mean, let's get into it. Welcome to the show. Obviously, this powerhouse podcast with many powerhouse podcasters have come together. Your show, though, like you're saying, we talk about what's going on the court.
Yep.
You, on Running the Break, along with your co-host, you talk about what's going off the court. So what are we talking? Everything from who's got the most style, throwbacks, sneakers, what?
All
everything?
That. Do I mean, like, The thing is, I mean, I'm an X's and O's guy to an extent, but like a lot of my love and passion for the game has come from like, I mean, I was a 90s Bulls kid, right? So I was like decked out in Bulls gear, Jordan gear, all that stuff. And then it grew into just like, yeah, sneakers. And then it was me paying attention to what outfits everyone was wearing, what like trends were going on. And then like meme culture happened and NBA Twitter and all that. So it's just like basketball and the NBA, as you guys know, is just such a vast world out, even outside of just like what happens on the court. So that's what we're trying to cover on Running the Break.
Nice. What's your favorite Jordans of all time?
It changes. I'd probably say the Jordan 3 white cements, the one he wore in the 88. Yeah. Free throw line dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
with the Nike Air on
the threes. I'm a threes or fours. Those are my two favorite varieties. Like,
as adults, those are ones we can wear with everything. Like clothing. And they're not like, it's not like strange. You're not trying to show you can play basketball in the middle of a meeting. You know what I mean?
Right. Like if I pull up in like Aqua 8s, people are going to be like, I can't take this guy seriously. He's a joker.
Yeah. Is he going to jump out of like a plane or something? Like, yeah, those look like. Yeah.
But I love those shoes, but I get what you mean. Yeah.
If you pull up the later ones, they're like the 30s that look like they like you should be flying them around in Dune or something. Yep. You know, like the ones that are just like triangles. I can't pull them off, but I wish I could.
Yeah. See, we asked the hard hitting questions up top, but let's go even harding hittinger, if we may.
Miles isn't conjugating quite right yet. He was just in España.
I was in España. See, after seeing Juancho as his performance and hustle, I was just like, I gotta go to the promised land where basketball was born, the birthplace of baloncesto.
Wasn't basketball born in Massachusetts?
Hey, we're just gonna Kansas? Pretend for the for the sake of the
just for this.
Bo Cruz's basketball career was born there. Did you go around to any of the outdoor like pickup games? Talent.
Oh yeah, this one guy was in work boots. I mean, hit me with a sham god, and my shorts fell down. That's how embarrassing it was. They're next level out there on those courts.
Yeah, your bow tie started spinning around.
You play pickup with Benny Hill.
Yeah, exactly. There's a full band behind us too. But anyway, Summer League though, this is the one thing though, when I was over there, I kept my phone on me. I was looking at all the Summer League highlights because this is our first chance to get to take a gander at these rookies coming into the league. What was everybody else's experience? Guys rubbing your mitts, sighing exasperatedly. What was going on?
I mean, I usually go the first weekend, but I just because like some family stuff, I'm going this week for the second weekend, and it seems like I missed out on the greatest like party and like social gathering of the NBA season. So
yeah,
but like I was watching the games, and the thing is, it's like for my marriage, it's not good because I'm just getting excited about like exhibition games. About players who are not playing to like the actual competition. So I it is like a contentious part of my relationship, but I do get really excited watching these young guys. So
yeah.
Well, you get in trouble with former guest Megan Daly because the competition is not good enough. She's like, "All right, you can be excited, but this competition is
weak." I'm just like, you know, it's like we're supposed to
You're just
to have,
too obsessed.
Yeah, we're having dinner and I'm like going nuts over a Shareef O'Neal like layup, you know what I mean? So
all right.
It just doesn't count.
I hear that a lot. People are like, you know, it's just the Summer League and I get that. However, I have now watched some of these players play in the NCAA tournament, which is it's supposed to be like decent competition, but
from what I
hear. And then the Summer League, which is supposed to be at least that level of competition. And like, I don't know what happened. Like, Chet Holmgren looked so good in the Summer League. It like at a level that I was like, what were they doing at Gonzaga? Like, the Gonzaga coach has made me look like a fool. he is so good. Like, some of his skills were just, like, not at all evident in those NCAA tournament games or really, like, any of his college highlights that I've seen. Like, what happens there? It's wild. He looks awesome.
I'm just like, I mean, that's the thing is I feel like the college game, those systems or whatever in college are like, be a role player or whatever. But like, yeah. You look at a guy like Chet Holmgren, who was designed to play basketball in his own way. Like Summer League, to like get after it, Chet. And also too, like I tweeted this, like he's been having such performances that like I'm already envisioning my son, like years from now, like in the driveway yelling Chet instead of Kobe.
Yeah,
and I'm like, step back,
Chet.
Chet was right. Gonna, yeah. It's just like Chet is like a banker's name where I grew up.
Yeah.
100%. But I'm still in awe of him as a physical presence. Mm-hmm. Just seeing someone that long, elongated, like for lack of a better term, moving the way he does, just defending the rim. Like it was, there were many times I was like, oh, wow, he's doing all the things that everyone was saying he does. And he was doing it so effortlessly. I thought maybe there would be some slight, like, period of adjustment. But again, it almost felt like he was like, you know what? I should have been drafted number one. Let me show you something real quick.
I remember making fun of Kevin Durant because I didn't watch any of his games at Texas. Mm-hmm. And then like that bench press part of the combine when he couldn't bench press like 150 or something like that. I was like, this guy is going to be terrible. And I was wrong. And then
wait, what happened with him? I forget. How was his career?
He was in a movie called Thunderstruck and then kind of just like went under the radar. But I mean, that's the thing is like their strength doesn't just look like bodybuilders, I think. And you know, Chet wasn't just like hitting shots because he was tall. He was like blocking dudes and like running the floor was really impressive.
Yeah. Like a lot of people were calling out the Kenny Lofton Jr. clip where, and we will talk about Kenny Lofton Jr. because he was really fun to watch. That was someone that Carl Tarp has been calling out for a long time, but he was really fun to watch. But like Chet Holmgren can like do stuff. If you only watch him get back down, you'd be like, okay, this is a problem. But like he can do things. He's like gobbling shots up from like all the way across the lane and stuff. Like it's cool, man. He's going to be like fun and like hard to keep off the floor for very long, like right away, which is pretty fun. Also, Super Producer Jabari pointed out that Durant turned down Slim Reaper as a nickname, which I get. It feels like it might be trying too hard, but there is a new opportunity for that as a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
It's available. Okay.
I mean, it feels right because he does have like Home Depot 12-foot skeleton vibe.
Well, and you know like I mean? KD, he's been wearing KDs, so he knows the opportunity here. So exactly. I hope he embraces that.
Because I mean, I love Durantula. If we can find some kind of like arachnid based thing for Mr. Holmgren, I think that would be ideal. Yeah. What's this first clip we want to check out of Chet? Just some clean fadeaways. First of all, because again, I knew everything I read, but to watch him in action, he's got the execution down.
Obviously, but he's such an intelligent player with that ball in his hand.
Just squares the guy up at the top. One against the wall. Turn around. Step back. Dirk. Jumper, push, butter. Drink.
So fluid. See, I like even more fluid than Dirk. Maybe that's the thing. Is like,
yeah.
His footwork is nice,
and his like hands—they're soft. They're in control. Like he doesn't feel overly rigid. There was like just like these dimensions of smoothness to his game that I. From, you know, and that's my own ignorance. I just wrote him off as like, yeah, I'm sure he can do these things at this height. But when you watch it in action, like, oh, no, this is like perfectly blended together.
Paolo, similar story. I mean, I thought Paolo looked like an NBA player in the NCAA tournament for sure. But, man, he came out and was just playing out of his mind like right away for Orlando. His shot looks great. He looked awesome. He just looks like a step quicker than everybody else.
Yeah. Right. And I mean, I think this is like the big thing everyone was saying was like, he looks like he's already too good for Summer League.
Well, it's like they shut him down, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is like Summer League, it's like you go there. Hey, do we draft right? Like, is this the right guy? Can we get him some reps? And then a guy goes in and in his first game, he's dropping between like, you know, 17 to 25. It's like, let's not risk it. Let's wait for the season. But it's exciting for like Orlando, who's needed like a star. I'm happy that they have those glimpses and are getting excited already. Same with OKC.
Yeah, OKC and Orlando are like two teams that I immediately will have to watch right away.
Detroit too.
Oh yeah.
Detroit for sure. Yeah. We're gonna get to Ivy in a second. So first, you know, we've got a couple Paolo clips here. Miles, I know you were. You said that we had to put clips of Paolo in just so you could say his name with your correct Spanish pronunciation.
Banquero.
Wow. Two first-round picks are matched up against each other. Banquero drifting to get open, and it's Butter.
Who is so truly Butter. That is the correct description of that shot. Smart
decision to draw a foul. Now slips to that corner on the strong side.
Banquero trying to post up here against the shorter Knicks. Got a little one on him.
Look at that. Yeah, that's
it's
baseline jumper. Yeah, with a fortuitous
just a drive, just step back, turn around.
That's just his DNA.
Yeah, and I asked Jabari pregame how motivated.
And then the step back. It's cool to see people coming into the league with like shots that were like innovated in the past 5 years in the league. You know, just like, yeah, no, I've been doing this since I was 12. Now
there's
this is just natural to me.
Well, and for like these young guys. You know, sometimes the advice of like warm up there or out there, like, you know, a couple layups, good passes, but to take step back, fade away, long twos,
yeah, is
a gamble. So they're pulling it off.
Yeah, we talk about the game being progressive, and I feel like this is a good example of like they just like already seem to have. All, like we saw like Chet's first bucket of the maybe of the summer league looked. Yeah, I think you compared it to Dirk. It looked like he had just incorporated a Dirk move and was just like, yep, adding that.
Right.
Paolo with the step back just made it look very easy with a fadeaway. Reminded me of LeBron. Like, it's just, you know, the young people have more, you know, raw material to incorporate. And, like, they look good. They look smooth. Jaden Ivey. Looked great. And for Detroit's gonna have like a really sick backcourt of like a rookie and a second year guy with Jaden Ivey and the number one pick last year whose name is
Cade Cunningham.
But Jaden Ivey also, I'm just putting it out there, wearing the number 23, coming into the league with the number 23 as a guard is a strong move, you know? Like it's LeBron, it's Jordan. Jason Richardson like did it, but for the most part, people don't do that.
Well, and he's also admitted to completely copying Ja Morant's game. Like obviously their hair is similar, but I think his mom may have worked on the Grizzlies coaching staff. And so he would like study Ja's game. And you could have seen that in you know, his college play. But so like to just straight up admit, like, I'm taking these pieces and I'm wearing number 23. That's like the utmost confidence. So I'm excited for him.
And his mom is the head coach of Notre Dame, which is a women's basketball powerhouse.
Yeah.
So just, you know, range, this one is beautiful, speed.
They turn it over 2-on-1.
And then just
going up.
Showtime.
I saw that eye roll, Neil Ivy. Mom.
The mom hits the MJ shrimp.
Yeah.
That's what's great.
A lot of steals.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Here's what the problem that I had with Jaden Ivey. So he went to Purdue. His mom, I think, played for the Indiana Fever. They're like the Pacers needed a star, and he ended up going one spot before their draft pick. Like,
yeah,
you gotta at least show attempts. Like, draft the hometown guy. And I know he wanted to play for him. So it was like, I was telling Megan, we were watching the draft and we saw the Kings were supposed to take somebody else other than Keegan Murray and ended up taking, they ended up taking Keegan Murray and Jaden had started to slip. And I was like, the Pacers might get him. And then the Pistons right before him took him. So I was like, I was angry at the Pacers organization, but you know.
On behalf of your wife, Megan, who diehard Pacers fan. And are you like, does that kind of the osmosis, does that rub off on you?
Well, so the thing is, I support my wife in every way. Thus, I watch Colts games. I watch Pacers games. The Pacers haven't been that great. It was a bummer watching Oladipo bounce and Paul George bounce. So I was like, they need somebody. And I thought it was going to be Jaden. And the thing is, this Ben Mathurin guy from Arizona is hilarious, who he called out LeBron already before even playing one game. He was like,
yeah.
LeBron's still got to go out there and prove he can like beat me, which is hilarious.
That's a strong move. I love it.
So the thing is, like, yeah, I only knew of Jaden and I really was excited to maybe watch Jaden for the Pacers, but this other dude seems cool too.
Yeah. A lot of confidence going around.
Love it.
Didn't Ja say he was like, y'all body MJ if we played right now?
He was like, I'll cook him.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I like. I prefer somebody thinks that than doesn't. You know what I mean? If you're going to be out there doing what you do, day in and day out, but it's a new confidence.
What do you guys think about that statement? Because like, I think the best players are like Jordan, the best player ever, was probably like 20 years ahead of the league. Like he was 20 years better than the league, but like the league steadily gets better. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's an outrageous statement for somebody to be like, no, I would be up there with him if he played today.
I guess like if one part is like, I wish you would word it a little like with more deference or something like that. But that might even sound even more funny if you're trying to be respectful, but also say you're going to cook MJ. You're like, you know, I would believe were we to go head to head, I may emerge victorious between mm-hmm. the two. But that just doesn't sound as good as
y'all. I just, guys, MJ invented all of your moves.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like, and the thing is, MJ also like invented to me how to age with your game from being this like high flyer to then the fadeaways and like the craftiness. And like he was dropping, you know, his scoring percentage was going up mm-hmm. in certain years in his later years. So like, no, not going to cook MJ. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you offended?
I'm not saying I definitely would be able to. I'm just saying that, like, now that I've watched the younger guys a lot, like, I feel like I could like get a couple of buckets on them. That's all. And I will remind you, touch the bottom of the net.
Yeah, I would. Although, like, it is the kind of thing though that we wish we could see happen, like a gladiator match mm-hmm. where it's he has called out the champion. And then, like, MJ has to be like, has to come down from, like, the mountain and then be like, you are mortal. I do wish there was a way to prove this.
Wake up in a tent somewhere like Brad Pitt and Troy and just, like, eat some grapes and then goes out and slays the
right,
other
right,
guy.
Right, right, right. Yeah. Exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. Ruminate on that. Just confident take from reference. John Morant. In reference to the film Troy, and we'll be right back after this.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
And we're back.
Big time.
Big time.
Back in a big way.
It got a little hairy during the break. I think John Moran could cook MJ now.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he meant. Yeah, probably.
That's the safest I'm going to go with that take.
Okay.
That, that might be possible, but I wish, you know, it almost makes you wish that we had a way to like adjudicate these kinds of proclamations from people. Like
time machine.
Where we had like AI that we could actually create these scenarios where it could take into account how much more physical the players have become, how much more physically talented they've become, what like the speed is of each given player based on like their first step or whatever. I feel like, why hasn't sports nerddom created this AI yet?
Yeah. It's also interesting. Like, if MJ were around today, he would have come up with the, you know, all knowing all the moves that, everybody now has access to, and all the analytics. Probably the whole league would be a few years behind where it is because everybody benefited from MJ being as good as he was. And, but it is almost absurd to even think about it.
Yeah.
MJ, like, was so good that he ended up like erasing the center position because every future center was like, I want to shoot the ball and like the reverse light. Like, so.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about somebody who MJ might have had some influence on their game, Kobe Bryant, and specifically Kobe's 2002 finals wardrobe. Because that's something that y'all talked about on Running the Break. And I think let's just throw to a clip. This is a really cool video.
So game one, he shows up in a green throwback New York Jets jersey, Joe Namath. Game two, he shows up in a Jackie Robinson Dodgers jersey. I remember tuning into the finals because I just wanted to see what Kobe was going to wear. Yeah. Like, what was the next jersey that he was going to pull out? Like, I'm looking in my closet, looking at my bootleg, like, Alex English Rainbow Nuggets jersey. And I was like, wow, I guess, you know, I'm part of the cool group. And he shows up in the Wayne Gretzky Edmonton Oilers in game three. And then the most amazing thing for game four, the final game of the series, he comes in the full Michael Jordan Chicago Bulls getup. He's got the warm up as well.
I mean, these are, you know, players in sports history who we consider the GOATs. So for him to wear that, he was putting himself up there. And I remember just being, you know, young and watching that, being like, okay, if you wear all these and you win the championship, you're in the conversation.
Hmm.
I think
that
you're
was
right.
The 2002.
I think they are in the conversation.
That was the 2002 finals against the Nets, right?
Yes.
So we needed some reason to tune in to those finals. So it was good that they. but that was dope. I actually hadn't remembered that or like didn't clock that at the time. But that was a cool progression.
I mean, and I think like that those moments were the first time like it's. It's not foreign anymore to be covering the players when they're entering the arena, when they're exiting the arena, and their outfits especially, and like also using those opportunities to sort of make statements. Like we think about like Westbrook wearing that, you know, official photographer vest and stuff like that. I thought Kobe doing that, that was like some of the earliest traces of like, I'm going to like talk trash with my, was sort of my outfit.
Yeah.
And back it up. And so I always thought that was like one of the coolest moments in NBA sort of like off court history.
All right. So if you had the same opportunity, what four jerseys are you planning to walk into those games in?
Myself, I collect obscure champion branded NBA jerseys. So I'm going to rock like, I mean, this isn't that obscure, but like an Arvydas Sabonis. I feel like he's like not talked about enough.
Okay.
What other ones do I have? Like a Luke Longley?
Like a Sabonis, like Blazers or Sabonis? Yeah. Okay.
Sabonis,
I thought you meant
Blazers.
Like Russian era, like
before he came to the league.
Yeah. Let's see. What other jerseys would I wear? I mean, I love when it's like an iconic player who ended up on a team that you cannot, like,
you forgot.
Like an Akeem Raptors. I would wear that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like a meme jersey, right?
Yeah. Kind of like a meme jersey. Like just to flex.
Iverson Nuggets.
Yeah. Or like, late years Iverson Sixers, even that throws me off. That looks like a custom jersey, like someone made.
Right.
Yeah, Ewing Magic, Ewing Sonics is really bizarre.
Yeah, so that would be jarring.
But yeah, those are some of my favorite jerseys. And as an NBA player, I'd love to just like show tribute that way.
Yeah.
And showing up and being like, hey, I'm a little over the hill, so don't expect too much from me in these four games.
This is my statement that I'm out of my prime And I'm just here to have fun and get my picture taken.
Yeah. I'm in my Ewing Sonics phase of my career. That makes sense to the onlookers. Yes. For you, like looking at every, I mean, there's so much style in the league, and I feel like it's evolved so much from the time, like we talk about the 90s, where I think we were like most visually inundated with the images of NBA player style and how much that's changed over the years. Like right now, who do you feel currently, for your own personal taste, because I'm not trying to hold you as like as editor-in-chief of Vogue, who are the best dressed in the league, but for you, who do you really like have your eye on? You're like, oh, I like the way these
you know are. I think like the most common like misconception is like the best dressed is like street, like the most expensive streetwear and labels and stuff, and I'm like, that's like the easiest. You know, you get some money and it's like, oh yeah, I'll go buy some brands. But I like guys like D'Angelo Russell, who, you know, in an era where sneakers and like sort of like hype beast apparel and loud logos and stuff is big, he is like, oh, I'm going to go back to loafers. I'm going to go back to some like muted colors and just like trench coats and pea coats and all that stuff. I think he really does it well.
Ooh, he has like his own style kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sweaters and stuff. And it's like, that's the thing, is like, it's strange. It's not strange, but it's like, if you're wearing Jordans and stuff like that to games to then put on Jordans,
right?
It's like, you know, you're not really doing it. You're not taking advantage of the opportunity here, guys. So like,
right.
And I get like why we kind of went into that era, or like why it transitioned, because the dress code said you had to wear suits. But now D'Angelo Russell was kind of bringing it back. It's all cyclical and like pushing against like the norm. Dressing kind of like a businessman. Serge Ibaka, same way. Like, he does a little bit of like the streetwear labels. He does, but he, you know, he does it really well. And it's more so like there's like curation involved. And then Shea, Gilgeous Alexander is obviously one of the best doing it now. So those are, yeah. And those guys are all, they have a little bit of their own flavor on it, I would say.
Okay. Do you have a favorite low to no effort dresser? Just because, like you're saying, because that is a style too. There are people who do it effortlessly without being like, I don't have to do drip by numbers.
Yeah, Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, you know, okay.
Greek freak.
I've never heard of him.
No, but if you see him, he's just rocking the Nike Tech Fleece suits. And the thing is, yeah, that's comfy.
Right, right, right.
Like, and then Jason Tatum, like straight up, like he's a Jordan brand guy. He just wears all the Jordan brand stuff. He tries sometimes, but like, it's like, yeah, if you get free stuff, wear the free stuff.
Yeah. That's a thing I appreciate too. I'm like, I like that they said my favorite kind of clothing is free.
Yep.
How do you differentiate between like somebody, because I feel like they all have stylists now at this point, right?
Or like some have stylists just to go out and shop for them.
Right. Like the draft this year, I was like, man, these are some styled human beings. they are meticulously styled and they looked great, but it does feel like there's, in the same way that like now you go to the small town in Missouri and everyone looks like they grew up in Brooklyn, because it's just like we all have access to the internet and, you know, the same websites. I felt like they were like kind of all converging on a same level of stylishness. So it is cool to see people who are kind of going against the grain, like D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're just going again, like I said earlier, like, now it's like anti-establishment to dress like in business clothes, I feel like. So I think we're gonna see a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Oh, just that, right. It's more transgressive to come down back in your formal wear than the tore up jeans.
Yep.
That's when I know I'm old. When I look at tore up jeans, I'm like, you paid for those?
Yeah, we talked about that on the last episode of our podcast. It's like, man, you are making millions and it's like you got torn up jeans. Like, no one's going to believe that.
Yeah. You know? I don't know if that's like our like old school parenting where they're like, you're torn up jeans. What, you couldn't afford good jeans? And you're like, my man, these are $1,000 jeans that look like this. And I'm like,
you
find
these scissors that could create these holes.
These are from
Paris.
Right. Exactly. These are Balmain. Okay. Now, please get out my way.
Mom. What else are you guys talking about on Running the Break this summer?
Free agency pitches, just like, I think maybe around LeBron was probably in the decision was like, one example of how free agency has become such a visible part of the process. So, especially, you know, with what's going on right now, Kevin Durant requesting a trade and players not necessarily like staying on teams. Were there any crazy like free agency pitches? Like, I think the Celtics, when they were trying to get KD before he went to the Warriors, they brought in like Tom Brady to talk to him. And just like the extravaganzas that are thrown to sort of get some of these players.
I think they should go bigger and more public that it's like when a city is trying to get the Olympics there, like everybody gets involved and there's just like citywide parties to like try and lure KD to a city.
No, I think like they're on road games for these guys, fans, if they know that they're on an expiring contract, they should pass out like, Portland should have passed out Kevin Durant. Well, Kevin Durant's mid-contract. But if he was going to be a free agent, should be passing out Kevin Durant Blazers jerseys and showing him nothing but love.
Right.
Right.
Convincing them to come. I think New York sort of did that for LeBron before that first Cleveland exit, but clearly didn't work. But, yeah, I mean, like, getting the fans should be a part of that courting process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of being, like, rude to the player.
We hate you.
Yeah. You should be like, we love you.
Right.
Yeah, I need my kid after you. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've done a trivia showdown before.
Oh,
in fact, the last time Megan was on was our one and only trivia game. And it was just us asking Megan Pacers trivia. But now, because we got two Lakers fans here, we got Miles, we got CJ. I am going to quiz you guys.
Oh, no.
On some Lakers trivia that Miles has not had access to. He's been begging, trying to cheat, but I wouldn't allow it. So.
I'm going to look terrible. I'm going to look pathetic, man. Let me get two of the questions, man.
All right. So let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do a little Laker trivia showdown.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DKHOOPS. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DKHOOPS, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
And we're back. All right. Are you guys ready? You have your hands on your buzzers?
Yeah.
Oh, is this a buzzer? Okay, it's a buzzer.
It's a buzzer thing. You have to say your favorite Laker player of all time in order to buzz in and then tell me the answer.
For each time or a different Laker player every time?
Different Laker player every time. Let's make it interesting. All right. first question. How long was the longest winning streak in NBA and franchise history? Extra point if you can name the season.
I don't know. I'm going to say, Eddie Jones. I'm going to guess 37.
All right.
Nick Van Axel. I'm going to say 44 games.
44 games. Jesus Christ. I'm going to be real rude about your answers, by the way, Miles.
I, I expect nothing less.
Point goes to CJ because he got the closest. 33 games. It was in the 1971-72 season. Up next, when Kobe Bryant outscored the opposing team through three quarters, how much did he score and who was the opponent?
Oh, gosh. Cedric Sabalas. It it wasn't the 81 Raptors game, was it?
It was not.
Then I don't know.
These are real hard, by the way.
At least let's hear the player. That's becoming part of the...
Oh, yeah. Eldon Campbell. Yeah, was it against the Knicks?
It was not. Keep guessing teams, guys. No, it was against the Mavericks. And the score through three quarters was Dallas 61, Kobe Bryant 62.
Oh,
God.
All right.
Apologies to the fans right now.
Which Lakers great was originally nicknamed Zeke from Cabin Creek upon being drafted?
Oh, Zeke from Cabin Creek? I mean, I wish I knew the answer. I would say Zeke from Cabin Creek. It's as if I was a Bulls fan in the 90s the whole time.
Right. I was a Bulls fan in the 90s the whole time. But yeah, I lived in Dayton, Ohio, so I didn't really have another option.
Man, I don't know.
I'm not even trying to put that name together.
You have looked at his image today probably multiple times.
Zeke from Cabin Creek? I mean, is it Magic Johnson?
Is that you ringing in with a...
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times?
Yeah.
Robert Sacre? Jerry West?
Yeah, Jerry West.
Oh, my God.
The logo, baby.
Robert Sacre, thank you.
Sacre Blue.
Jabari's bodying us with his
trivia. Yeah, Jabari's level of not, like, Jabari will say some stuff to me sometimes when he's like, oh, I just assumed you knew this piece of obscure trivia, and I'm like, yo, man.
Yo, Jabari, like, I'm honored that he's like, oh yeah, they're on this plane of existence with the trivia, and right. Now I'm like, I feel like I'm disappointing my father.
All right, I'm just gonna do run through these, and you guys just shout out if you think you know the answer to one.
Okay.
Who did the Lakers take with their first pick in the 1996 draft?
Their first pick in 96?
Yeah.
Kobe?
No, and this is a trick question.
Yeah, we traded the...
Oh, for the... Yeah.
For the Hornets.
Derek Fisher, moving on. Which college did seven-time NBA champion Robert Horry attend?
Alabama.
Boom. Which player did the Lakers technically draft twice during the late 50s? This is just interesting because this is just funny that this could happen.
Drafted twice?
They drafted Elgin Baylor in the 14th round of the 1956 NBA draft. He opted to stay in school after leading Seattle to the NCAA championship game in 58. Baylor was drafted again by the Lakers, this time with the number one overall pick.
Wow.
1950.
Because I know that's our one rookie of the year is Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
I feel like this segment should be Jack and Jabari tell us really cool things.
Yeah, me going, wow, you don't say.
I could not have gotten a single one of these. All right, we'll do it this way. There are two Lakers greats that have led to the invention of new rules in basketball. Who are the two?
Shaq and Wilt.
No, I was thinking, didn't Kareem like create the no dunking rule? Did that ever get into the NBA or no? Was that college?
What's the no
dunking? That was just college. No dunking. You were not allowed to dunk because Kareem was just like dunking every time down, which is so whack. But all right, never mind. There was another. George Mikan created the... goaltending rule because he was so much taller than everyone. All right, should we put this man through rapid fire? There is no right answer to these.
All right.
CJ.
and thank you.
Unlike the last segment, this is all about speed.
Spoon. Oh, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. It kind of like a mic and drill. This is a mic and drill of NBA opinions.
All right, let's do it.
You're on the clock. Get ready.
Start the clock.
Smoothest dressing, old school baller, Clyde or Dr. Dre?
Clyde.
The best.
Now, what is it about Clyde?
My real name is Clyde, so, and he's still doing it to this day.
Your real name is Clyde?
Yeah.
Mother, how are you not going by Clyde, man?
I tried in college, and then CJ slipped out, and everyone's like, you're a CJ.
Whoa, what's the J?
But now I'm like, and again, I have a son, and I'm like, he's going to grow up, and his dad's name is going to be CJ? Like,
yeah.
Clyde. I'm Clyde. Clyde. I'm actually
Clyde. You age into Clyde. Yeah.
Like, CJ sounds like a cool dad's name. Like, I could be like, Mr. CJ, can I have a beer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if I say, no, it sounds like, hey, his roommate.
Clyde, they'd be like, you ask Clyde. I'm not asking Clyde.
I'm not asking Clyde, man. Come on.
So what's the J for? Are you Clyde Jr.? What's the
Clyde
J?
January. It's January without the Y because I was born in January.
Oh,
damn, man.
Clyde Januar.
Well, so here's a funny thing. I mean, it kind of relates. Filipinos just go nuts on naming people, like their kids. So they name their kids after celebrities that they like, and basketball is obviously huge over there.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, oh, we're going to name our kid after LeBron. But they don't, it's not LeBron Santos. It's LeBron James Santos. And LeBron James is the whole first name, and there's no spaces. There's like a kid who doesn't, there's a kid who went viral who doesn't even play basketball. He went viral because he was singing inside of a Target. And his name is Carl Malone, like Panetta.
Right.
No space.
That is so cool.
Wait, so. Were you? Who were you named after?
Was there a specific after anybody, Clyde? But yeah.
Oh, no, they just like the name.
They just like the name. But my son is named after Jalen Rose.
Okay,
this is a very cool name. All right. First of all, I do just have to shout out. When I lived in New York, this was before streaming and before there, like, you could just watch NBA basketball on YouTube anytime. Got to watch a lot of Clyde Frazier doing color commentary, and it
MSG
is
MSG Network.
Yeah, MSG Network. And if you haven't just gone and watched some greatest hits of him rhyming and hooping and scooping is, just like truly one of the best to ever do it. And then you look at his stats as a player and it's mind blowing. Yeah. The Willis Reed game was actually the Clyde Frazier game. He put up like bonkers numbers.
And let's not forget the catch a fly in the room. Technique.
Yeah.
To look like
he was
guy.
Talking about like what a cool guy would do, and he was like, "Yeah, like one thing that I used to like to do in the 70s is I would just walk into a room and just real slow, like catch a fly in my hand, shake it a little bit, and then let it go, what? And people."
that's a car accident for flies.
Yeah,
but he was just like, "That's, you know." And I guess it was like very easy for him because he had like incredibly fast hands. For me, yeah. I would not be able to catch a fly in my hands without breaking furniture and breaking into a sweat.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and sorry, CJ, I got to cut you off there because this is rapid fire.
Okay? So we went through one question.
It's rapid. I know. And here we go. Question number the second. Now, the Summer League happening in Vegas. Give me your top five players you'd like to enjoy a night on the town with in Las Vegas, past or present.
Past or present. We're going to go. Rasheed Wallace.
Okay.
We're going to go Lance Stephenson, who I did see on a segue outside of Caesars one year at Summer League, and I kind of proposed the same thing that you're asking me. We're going to go Rick Smits. Smits, one of my favorite players. We're going to go, how many is that? That's three.
Three.
Let's go
Lance, Sheed, and Rick.
Shoot, Charles Barkley, for sure. Okay. Charles is like my have dinner with, dead or alive, met him a few months ago, locked up, shared literally had a locker next to his, still couldn't say anything to him. Love the guy. Just didn't even want to disappoint him with, if I didn't have anything good to say. So,
right. Even like then, in your mind, he's like, that's your voice. You're like, what? Yeah, like,
well, so I was wearing a CB4, the movie, the hat, CB4. And he goes, CB4, that's a nice hat. Like, I think he thought it meant Charles Barkley and then the number four for when he played for the Rockets. And it's like, why would anyone have a hat like that?
Nah, this is cell block four, my man.
Yeah. All right, number five would be, I'm going to say, man.
And while you're thinking on that, I'll just take a step back because this is very fast. And let listeners know, Clyde Frazier in game seven, the Willis Reed game, 36 points, 19 assists, seven boards, five steals.
To score 36 and have 19 assists is like
your team wouldn't have scored if you weren't there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. My final one would be Jeremy Lin.
Okay.
Just shout out Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shout out Jay Lin. You need somebody from Harvard, like in the crew, like just in case, you know, somebody with that Ivy League background to make their night balance out. Just like a Tina Fey writer's room.
Oh, man. That made me so mad. In bossy pants, where she's like, you need to have somebody who went to Harvard in your writer's room. I'm sorry, those are the rules.
Yeah, it's
and like, you need one zany person.
True.
You want to be able to run into the person in the hallway at 2 a.m. So they got to go to Harvard. Like, what?
Right. all right. You get to add one rule to the NBA, and it can be either serious or fun. My new one, you have to play one quarter every month in Timberlands, but you get to choose what quarter it is. So you could, like, the other team puts on Timberlands, so you choose to, like, match it up so you don't, like, have a disadvantage, or you could wait and then just blow them out in that quarter.
I like that.
Okay, so what are you proposing,
DJ? Breaking ankles or crossing somebody up, making them fall, is a point.
Yes. Oh
yeah.
So if you put somebody on skates, right?
Yeah, but you have to make the basket after.
Oh, got it. So like if you finish at the rim, that's a 3-pointer basically because you left somebody for dead on the parquet. Okay, I like that.
Are they going to a penalty box of some sort?
Yeah, they'd be embarrassed for.
Oh yeah, you gotta like. I feel like you gotta do a lap around the arena.
Yeah. Mm.
Like and in that time. You have to play a man down for how long it takes for them to run around the arena. So you're playing a man down off the strength of amazing crossover. I like that. I would say I like Jack's rule, but I feel like it's better like if every like in the game the team can deploy the Tim's quarter on the opposition they deem it like so it's strategic. They're like. And they may activate the Tim's quarter on them. We don't know this just to continue
Ooh, maybe
this run.
One quarter per playoffs and like per playoff series, and you get to use it on the other team. So yeah, I like that. But Tim's, you know, good ankle support, so nobody's gonna get hurt.
Could you already know the person who gets the and one crossover like juke move bonus in the Tim's is probably gonna do a terrible injury to their ankle. But look, I like that. Next question. You can travel back in time and attend any single NBA All-Star game from history. Mm. Which would you choose? And I'll give you some options. And by I mean Jabari, who has done some very good research, putting together some of the best. 1997, which had the NBA's top 50 players ceremony at halftime. Would you choose 2003, Jordan's farewell game? 1992, featuring a retired Magic Johnson leading the West to a victory. 2009, the Kobe vs. Shaq bury the hatchet. Or 2001, where Allen Iverson leads a 21-point East comeback in the final 9 minutes.
97. 97 was what I was going to say before. I mean, the other ones I all remember so vividly. Like, I don't need to be there. But, like, 97, I remember from rewatching clips and stuff. But, like, to be there... To like it, like erase my mind of Kobe, you know Kobe. It was like the Kobe MJ matchup too, and then of course the 50 greatest players with the which we talk about this on the podcast. The why am I blanking on
it? It's called Running the Break.
Running the Break. The leather jackets that they wore, it's just like that was to me maybe one of the best All-Star games of all time, And I was too young to like even go, I guess. No, not too young to go, but like I'd love to go to that.
Right.
I was at the 2001 All-Star game. It was in DC when I was in college.
Nice.
Go to that.
No, that wasn't the Mariah Carey jersey dress here, was it?
No, unfortunately it was Jessica Simpson singing the national anthem. It was a little pitchy for me. I don't know.
Some are more of a winner than others. To put it lightly.
I saw Jessica Simpson open for 98 Degrees at a minor league baseball stadium before she was famous.
Wow.
Okay.
There's some great entertainment that happens at minor league baseball stadiums.
Oh, yeah.
We saw Corey Feldman's musical performance. Whoa. I think it was actually after a game.
It was after
a game.
Yeah, it was.
You
it
can
was,
stay
it
if
was,
you want.
It was a little dire, but you know, it was what it was. And just to keep the rapid fire pace going, I just shout out to that 97 year, because I remember I bought the album that came out for the 50th anniversary. Yeah. Remember that one? It had like a lead, like the case was like leather bound ish. Mm-hmm. And that's when I learned like old school songs like Shotgun. It was like, Shotgun.
Yeah.
That was on that album. And I remember so vividly.
Is that J.R. Walker?
Yeah, I think so.
I love that song.
The NBA at 50 album. Yo, Slam Dunk with Kool and the Gang. Yeah. This was Basketball by Curtis Blow.
Yep.
Basketball is my favorite sport.
I like
it was David Sanborn. That was the version of Shotgun that was on there.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Brian McKnight, sign, seal, deliver, I'm yours. Okay, see? Wow.
CJ Toledano, you have made it through the lightning round with your lightning fast reflexes.
Thanks, you. Man. I'm sorry we spent so much time in each of those rapid fire questions, but
But thank you for apologizing, and you at least you are acknowledging that it was supposed to be rapid fire, and maybe we
and it was your fault that it was slow.
It was my fault.
Thank you. Not out.
But you guys accommodated me. Because you're a great host.
That's right. Well, CJ, where can people go to listen to your show and find you and follow you? One of the best NBA follows on Twitter for sure.
Oh, I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, if you go to my Instagram or my co-host, Alex Wong, again, he's a really good follow. He's Stephen LeBron on Twitter. Great book that he wrote called Cover Story about all the most iconic basketball covers. But if you look at on any of our channels, you'll see a link to Running the Break.
Mm, amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Miles, where can people find you?
Oh, you know where to find me, at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. And, you know, obviously check out our Jack and I's other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm.
First time we may have actually plugged that on this show.
Yeah. We have another podcast, NBA Fan.
Turns out.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter at @Jack_O'Brien. That is going to do it for another episode in the books. Talking about NBA history. We did it, you guys.
We did it.
That's been an episode of
Miles and Jack
Got
Mad
Boosties.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.